the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Friday Flashback. Each and every week at this time, we look back at something that happened from the past. Oftentimes, there's a video for it, though I'm not sure it matters in this one.
No, it wouldn't have.
At least for us today. The video is posted if you're a fancy idiot up at freebeerandhotwings.com. We just have audio to play right here, though.
This was a lot of times it's a Joe Stunt. It's always a preview of something that's going to be on Saturday's Free Beer and Hot Wings podcast of all-time best of stuff. And in this particular case, it was at the peak of the Sarah Palin frenzy. Post 2008 election, when she is just Sarah Palin, the citizen, right?
Yes, she was.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
In town for a book signing.
Mm-hmm. This was the first stop on her book signing.
Yeah, it was exciting.
It was.
The thought of being able to go out there and screw with people. that she was signing a book. I mean,
there was a massive long line super early in the morning at the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And so Joe went out there to rile up the crowd,
get them
excited.
Yeah.
Get them super excited. So,
and then trick them into cheering for things that they wouldn't normally cheer for.
Yeah, there were a lot of suggestions made for different chants that you could have them join in on.
Don't get caught up on the politics of this. Yeah. Just enjoy the crowd control.
Yeah, exactly. And I specifically said in the post at freebeerandhotwings.com, like, this is from a time when we could joke about politics.
Yes.
Make fun of politicians.
Because now we would not do a bit like this.
Yeah.
No, you'd run the risk
with any politician.
Shot.
No.
Yeah, no, not really. But her, you could play the stupid thing she said and laugh about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Weird.
Hey, everybody, I'm Joe Sixpack. How are you all doing tonight?
I'm Joe Sixpack.
Listen to that.
We love Sarah Palin. I do too. I love America. When I say Sarah, you say Palin. Sarah!
Oh, God. Listen to that.
I love Sarah the most.
I love Sarah the most.
I love donuts and coffee.
Uh-oh.
I don't have it.
Joe, do the cheer again. Get him in the cheer again.
Once again, when I say Sarah, you say Taylor.
When I say great, you say leader.
Joe,
all right, Joe,
listen. When I say Barack, you say devil.
When I say Barack, you say devil. Barack.
Not as many people chimed in.
A few more jumped out.
Joe, ask if there's any hockey moms.
You're not as enthusiastic as I was.
Now, I believe that carried on until you said, when I say pro, you say choice. And about half the people are like, I love chanting. Wait a minute. Yeah. I've been boondoggled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And no one seemed like they were going to beat me up. And they just politely asked me to leave. They were like, okay, you've had your fun. Now, you please go?
Well, yeah, because later on in the bit, a woman that was in line actually called in to the show and said, that was great. Like, she was standing there waiting for the book signing.
And that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, she's like, it was really entertaining. It broke up the monotony.
Mm-hmm. There were a number of stunts where it ended with people saying, all right, you've had your fun now. If you could just leave.
Yeah.
Because that was...
Let's just not make a deal out of this.
Not often.
No, there were a lot more where it was like, Joe, you better run.
Yeah, that was more typical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun. That one was good.
That'll be on Pre-Beer and Hot Wings tomorrow. If you're a fancy idiot, not only will you get that, but part of what you pay to be a fancy idiot supports Idiots for Underdogs, the charity from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show, where we try to pay it forward to underdogs that could use some help from this giant bunch of idiots, of which we are part of it, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.